welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week in New Zealand. It's 10 a.m. right now, and that's the time we normally go live. But on September the 30th, it will be pushed back to like 11 a.m., and then on November the 4th, it will be pushed back to midday through 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is the summer schedule. For those of you listening in the little old Fukushima radiation remitted New Zealand, the island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. You know, it's pretty beautiful down here, and we have a beautiful Freemason Prime Minister who incidentally is the ruler of a country that was founded and totally controlled by Freemasons. In fact, the top three political jobs in this country are occupied by 32nd, 32nd, and 33rd degree Freemasons. So that's quite funny, isn't it? But there's no conspiracy, and there's no collusion. There's no skullduggery or scumbaggery or any other form of baggery. And my very special guests are Stephen Roberts and Todd Foster from Cancel the Cabal. And they are simulcasting right now on their little website. So, guys, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Vinny.
Welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, can I ask, how did Cancel the Cabal start?
Well, that's an interesting story. But first, I would like to extend my wishes to the people over there in Fukushima land, Japan. I hope their ears haven't fallen off and they are able to listen to us, hopefully quite well. But anyways, Cancel the Cabal, I was just skimming on Facebook one day back in middle of January. I know it's only been like 8.5 months that I've been on air, but I come across a link. One of my friends passed on his wall that came onto my wall, and it was of a man named Harry Link, and he had this kind of like internet TV show. And what I did was I clicked on it and I started listening, watching, because he has a video-based show just like yours and this one here. And about 30-some-odd minutes through his show there, he happened to mention that he was looking for broadcasters, and that perked my ear right up because I have a degree in journalism, and I wanted to start doing some things on video or radio. So he said, drop him a message on Facebook, and I did, and the rest is pretty much history there. I got hooked up with Harry on Truth Broadcast Network at the end of January, and I think the first week of February, I was on the air.
Mm, nice. Good. And having a degree in journalism, did that actually come in handy, or did you actually have to learn how to be a journalist once you became a radio person?
No, I think that piece of paper just gave me a little bit of courage. Just gave me enough courage to get up on the air, I think. Tell you the truth, Vinny.
You know, the only thing I knew about journalism when I did journalism in sixth form, I think I was like 16 years old in high school, and we had a journalism class, and it said there's a number of questions that journalists need to ask and find the answers for: who, what, when, where, why, and how. And that's basically it. And so what a real journalist does is try and answer those questions. What mainstream media journalists do is make sure that people don't ask those questions and make sure that those questions don't get frickin' answered, which is interesting because they're trained to be journalists. I have not really a single day's training of journalism in my life, no officialdom anyway. And I'm a hell of a lot better journalist than they are.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Want the truth. That's because, Vinny, you haven't been indoctrinated through the systems school of journalism.
Mm. Yes, and I also want to say too, Vinny, I'll lift this up so your viewers and listeners can see it. Very, very nice microphone you had there. I I caught one of your shows, I don't know, at least 2 or 3 years back. And then when I started to research the, you know, the live stream broadcast thing, I went back and I looked at one of your shows, and then I kind of searched out your microphone, and I said, I've got to have that microphone that Vinny's got.
Yeah, it is quite beautiful. Multi-purpose, and everybody, I want you to know, this is just for the listeners' sake, it's a Yeti Blue microphone. Okay, go to eBay, $150. $150, you can get this microphone, the beautiful pop filter that takes away that sound, and two pairs of headphones, right? And it connects to your computer by USB, so you don't need no cables or nothing. It's got four channels, so you can have like four people in a room, or you can just capture the whole room's audio or whatever. It's remarkably versatile, really handy, it really freaking works, and it's extremely high quality. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, and I think Steve had a microphone envy there for a while.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyways, I was also going to go on, Vinny, about what's it been like, about 8 or 9 weeks, Todd? Somebody hooked me up with Todd, and I actually had him on as a guest on his show because he had some pertinent information just a day or two after the George Zimmerman acquittal verdict down in Florida. And I had him on the show, and that very same night, or actually the previous night, we'd had like a 3.5 hour Skype chat, and I asked him to be on the show, but then I asked him to be a co-host right after that. So it was right after the Zimmerman verdict is when we got hooked up and we started to do the show together.
Yeah, that's right. We've been having a great time ever since. Yeah, I had some very revealing information on the Zimmerman case as far as Zimmerman's history and things like that that had not been released in the mainstream. So,
Chaz?
Well, one of the things was that they were using that case for, you know, racial division. They were trying to start a race war, and it was a multifaceted tool of manipulation being used by the mainstream. And one of the things that Zimmerman had done was there had been a death of a black man, a homeless black man, I believe. And long story short, Zimmerman had pushed for an investigation into what happened. And if I remember, the details are a little foggy, so if I get something wrong here, you know, don't hold me to it. But I think it was Zimmerman that had pushed for an investigation into what happened, and it resulted in the firing of a Sanford policeman. It might have even been, I'm not sure who it was specifically, but I know the police chief was involved somehow. And there was other factors as well, like, for example, Zimmerman had friends, you know, that were black, that he would, you know, if they needed something, he had some friends that were black that were having some financial troubles, and they didn't have a place to go. And he actually gave them his keys and, you know, to his place and said, hey, listen, you know, if you need a place to go, you know, come by anytime if you need something, if you don't have anywhere to go. So he also helped to tutor young black children, as well as Latino children and things like that. So the point is, the mainstream media was trying to paint him as some kind of, you know, monster that was racist and just out to kill anybody with dark skin, and that couldn't be further from the truth. If you check into his past, you would see that he was the exact polar opposite of what the mainstream media was trying to paint him as. And so, you know, this rhetoric about, you know, oh, he, you know, murdered Trayvon and all that is it's just ridiculous. And there was a lot of things about Trayvon that was not released either. One of the biggest things about Trayvon that was not allowed in the courtroom was the fact that he had hundreds of texts on his phone talking about different styles of fighting How he had been fighting someone that he wanted to fight again because, in his words, I think he said he didn't bleed enough or something like that, so he wanted to fight him again. And the fact that Trayvon had been using a product or substances similar to a product called Lean, and that can be made you don't have to actually purchase any specific product as far as, you know, a Lean product. You can go to a store and buy a watermelon Arizona drink, I think it was, Skittles and something else. I think it was Robitussin, or I forget exactly what it was, but there's a combination of three products that you can put together and it will give you the same effect as this. I think it's a diet product called Lean, and it gives you a certain type of like high or something to that effect. And when
it gives you an LSD type high.
Yeah, it mimics symptoms of PCP and LSD. So when the coroner did his report on Trayvon Martin's body, they did not release the fact that Trayvon's liver had severe damage to it from using these substances, as well as there was indications as to damage to his brain. So. There was, I believe, some white spots on his liver or something. But there was just a lot of information that they did not release. And it was so clear that they were just trying to use that as a...
The clearest part of it for me was when I saw the picture of George Zimmerman the night that the police came to the incident. He had the hell beaten out of them. And I was like,
right.
Why is that not the first picture that they showed on the news? Why did they never show that picture on the news whatsoever? They just wanted to say, yeah, demonize this guy. He killed a black kid. He's evil. But the black kid beat the hell out of him. Oh, yeah. But we're not going to show anybody that because it makes the black kid look like a criminal that actually deserved to get shot.
Right, exactly. And there's a thing here in Florida called Stand Your Ground. It's a Stand Your Ground law, which states that you may be in a situation to where you have the option to run away from the situation, or you have the option to stay and stand your ground. And that was part of the defense for Zimmerman, was the whole stand your ground law, that, you know, listen, you know, people need to understand it's not about race. It's not about anything related to that. It's about the fact that here we have a kid that was almost an adult, and he was much taller than Zimmerman. He approached Zimmerman and said, you know, I'm going to kick your, you know, ASS and all this, and got on top of him and was, you know, doing what they call a ground and pound, which is an MMA, I believe that's an MMA term, mixed martial arts term. And he had him on the ground straddling him, and he was just pounding Zimmerman in the face, and then he had grabbed his head, and he was pounding the back of his head into the cement. So, you know, I would question anyone that, hey, if you're on the ground and you're having the back of your head slammed into the cement, are you going to be scared for your life, or are you going to go, oh, let me just sit here and take it and see what happens?
Self-defense, you know, I'm an advocate of that because, hey, if you can't defend yourself, you're a victim. You're a slave, yes. Aren't you? There's nothing. Now, moving on from that, you have a look at the media reporting, and it becomes so obvious, and this is what our job is now, as the real media, as the new media, is to just report what they don't. And you'll be surprised just how much of a big job that is. It's like, oh my God, they did a news story for 2 minutes, and I have to do a news story. I have to do like 5 broadcasts for 2 hours of pop covering the information, just the information that they left out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like that with every single major story I've found. There's for every 1% of things that they tell you, there's 99% of the story that they're trying to hide from you, which is why our job is so important to inform the people.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I've been thinking about that a lot, Vinny, lately. You know, we have a huge responsibility on our shoulders to help the people, you know, to help wake the people up, to help keep them informed. And, you know, it's a part of It's a part of, I think in order to do this job, it has to be something that is just instinctual inside you. You know, I know for me, it's just something that's always been there. For others, it is something that awakened in them and it's there. And it's just a natural drive to do this. It's something that once you start doing it, you can't stop because you realize you have an epiphany as to how important this is. Because if we don't do it, the system is sure not going to do it. Is the video connection okay? Because I keep getting weird blinking lights on my camera.
It's fine.
And stuff. Okay, yeah, it seems like it keeps going in and out. You're right on target there. You're right on target, Vinny. And whenever you're the old saying goes, when you get close to the truth is when you're going to be attacked the most. You know, there's a saying related to that. It says, whenever you're directly over the target is when you're going to get the most flack. And that's what happens to people like myself, Steve, and yourself, Vinny, and, you know, everyone else out there that's trying to do this. And it takes a lot of courage, perseverance, integrity, fortitude to do this. Because I've had people, countless people on Facebook and other places, email me and say, you know, how do you do this? You know, I'd be afraid to do it. I'd be afraid that I would end up, you know, coming up missing or, you know, something would happen to me. And I'd say, well, yeah, I have to. I just, you know, no one else is going to do it if we don't do it.
Courage, honor, and truth. Those are the, mm-hmm. That's the pledge of a knight. And
right.
That's unfortunate that we now need knights like ourselves because the ones who are knighted by the queen don't take that oath.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got a little interesting story to go along that line.
Well, maybe you can do that after the break because we're coming up now. And the music in 3, 2, there it is. No? Oh wait. Let's hopefully. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back after the break anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Just bear in mind that this is a listener-supported broadcast, so go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question, and Eastwood as in go ahead, make my news, and we'll be right back after the break.
Did you get a red light camera ticket? Red light cameras are a scam. The government and their corporate interests want you to believe they are about safety, but in reality they generate billions of dollars for private security firms like Redflex Incorporated, robbing you of time, money and energy. Don't let the flash steal your cash. At killredlightcameras.com, you can purchase a copy of You Don't Have to Pay, How Anyone Can Beat a Red Light Camera Ticket the Easy Way by Red Light Camera Crusader Rory Joseph Brown. Rory figured out the secret that the courts, police, and private camera companies don't want you to know. That in fact, these cameras are unconstitutional. You Don't Have to Pay as a field guide to go from receiving your ticket in the mail to beating it in court in 3 easy steps. Hurry, act now. Go to killredlightcameras.com. Available in both PDF and Kindle versions. If you know your rights, you don't have to pay.
It's time to get real and heal. MyTrueEssence.net would like to tell you about Modifilan Brown Seaweed Extract. It's composed of an elementally rich seaweed called laminaria. It takes 40 pounds of laminaria to make just 1 pound of Modifilan. There's nothing else like Modifilan. It is the richest in alginate, phocoidin, organic iodine, and lamarian. Alginates are the most effective organic element in nature that enable the body to rid itself of heavy metals, radioactive elements, and toxins. Phocoidin is an extremely effective anti-cancer substance found abundantly in brown seaweed. Organic iodine is the greatest protection for the thyroid offered by nature. Laminarin aids in the prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease. Go to www.mytrueessence.net and click the Modifilan banner to get started on your path to rich health today. Also, check out the Healing Shop for proven essential oils, medicinal teas, and even health coaching. It's time to get real and heal. Go to www.mytrueessence.net.
You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom and loyalty. The founders of AFI wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio. Habit forming. American Freedom Radio. Habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm not Superman, but laser beams do shoot out of my eyes if I ever see David Rockefeller. And my very special guests are Todd Foster and Stephen Roberts from CancelTheCabal.com. Now, I've been having a discussion on Facebook. It's not really a discussion. Like when you're talking with somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about, it's not a discussion, is it?
It's more like a teaching.
Yeah, it would be a teaching if they listened.
Yeah, that's true. You have to absorb in order to learn, right?
So what is it? You know, it's about fluoride, right? So I put up this post and I said, you know, if one more person says that fluoride is safe and effective, I'm gonna burst a blood vessel in my brain places. And he goes, but fluoride is safe and effective. I felt the blood vessel burst. It's just excruciatingly painful, you know, and I started twitching. What is the point in having conversations with people like that? You know, because you can throw them whatever documentaries you want. You can throw them articles. You can throw them scientific papers. You can throw them infinite amounts of evidence. None of it makes a lick of difference.
Right,
Have you had conversations like this?
Oh yeah, countless times. Yeah, I mean I think what it is it's a, you know, you always have this, you know, I think I speak for most of us in this field, you know, myself and Steve and others. You have like this glimmer of hope, you know that, you know, these people are living in cognitive dissonance, they're deep into cultivated ignorance, but there's still this glimmer of hope that they're, you know, going to wake up, that something might trigger something in their mind and help wake them up, you know, and they'll have their own little epiphany. I think it's different. It seems to be different for everyone. You know, I've talked to a lot of people that are now awake that were not as of, you know, a year ago or a couple years ago. And it seems as though each and every one of them has their own unique experience that kind of unlocked their cognitive processing, and they had their you know, epiphany or their aha moment, and then they realized what was going on, and from then on forward, you know, they began to educate themselves and do their own research. And I think once you cross that abyss, there's no going back. I know Steve was telling me about, you know, one of his experiences that he had that got him into this. You want to comment on that, Steve?
Oh yeah, sure. I would like to also expand on what you were saying. Also, I've heard this theory out there that it takes somebody hearing something seven times for it to finally click into their head that maybe they should look into something. And like you said, I was also just going to mention too, people need to have that light bulb moment that goes off into their head and maybe tells them that something they think might be true may not be true. And cognitive dissonance is the big psychological theory out there that explains this. Many, many people just won't accept the idea that governments are out doing the things that they are. Many people believe that they should be able to trust their governments, and it's just not the case. But what actually woke me up, Vinny, was a combination of two things. I had enrolled into college, and this was in February of 2009. And I was in my second block of classes. One was a communications class, and the other was a IT class. I had originally enrolled into IT, internet technology. I thought I wanted to be, one of these guys that does the cool graphics or maybe make games or something like that, invent games. And I suddenly and quickly realized that I was in over my head and I was looking for an out. And I happened to catch a commercial on a real radio station driving in my car one day. I was listening to one of those fake right-wing shows because I thought I was a fake right-winger like many millions of Americans do still. And this commercial was the Obama deception commercial. Alex Jones had just made his movie, and he had put it out there on YouTube. I went and watched the video, and it kind of blew my paradigm apart a little bit. You know, I realized that maybe both parties were working in concert against the wishes of the American people. And I started listening to Jones, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to think about it. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks of him, he's the one that helped blow my paradigm apart totally. Because I don't know if it was irony or kismet, karma, whatever word you want to call it, but the class I was currently in when I was listening to Jones was my critical thinking class. And they were teaching us all about the logical fallacies. I was in like the third day of this particular class. And I was listening to Jones one day, and he popped up and he said a key word that caught my attention, and that was a straw man attack. I knew what that was because we had just read about the previous day in one of the readings. And he happened to mention some type of a YouTube clip. And I went on YouTube and searched that clip up. And sure as shit right there, it was right in front of my face. The straw man attack was right there. I hope I can say that. No? Okay.
No, you can't. We've got FCC-regulated radio stations playing the show. But, you know, it happens all the time, and nobody's complained to the FCC yet. because the kind of people who listen to this radio show are decent people, usually people who are over 18 who've got some kind of level of maturity, and usually the kind of people who don't narc on you to the government.
Okay. Well, sorry for that, everyone.
But I could be wrong. You never
know. It's a bunch of dog duty is what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just say Shiite Muslim.
Shiite Muslim. Exactly. Okay. Holy Shiite Muslim.
Yeah. It fits, doesn't it?
It sure does. I like that.
It's like the Syria situation, you know. They want regime change, and it's like, what are they going to do? Blow the Shiite out of them?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I think they're looking forward to doing that. And that on a serious note, the whole Syria thing, there's some real interesting information there that...
On a serious note.
A lot of people have no clue about. One of the biggest things that most people do not know is that Syria served as a black ops site. They served as a black ops site up until recently. And a lot of the activity that's going on over there is due to the fact that they want to make money off of a supply of natural gas that they found under the Mediterranean Sea. We recently had on a guest that talked about that. She had posted an article about that, Suzanne Posel, and she was talking about how they found this gas, I think she said 5,000 feet underneath the Mediterranean seabed, and what they want to control Syria in order to make this gas line profitable for Israel so that Israel can become the number one natural gas exporter in the world. The ultimate situation here will be that whoever is able to access this gas and sell it or export it stands to make incalculable profits for the next 200 years. I mean, they've estimated so far that the natural gas field under the Mediterranean Sea is worth, if I recall correctly, I think she said $700 billion.
Yeah, and that's just the preliminary conservative estimates. So, you know, have you noticed how every single time the US invades a country, it's because they want something? You know, it's like, we want to invade Iraq. Why do you want to invade Iraq? Well, we can install 50 giant bases there and have a buffer zone between us and enable us to encircle Iran. Plus, we get to send Halliburton in and steal all their oil supplies and so on and so forth and knock them out of the market and prevent them from selling that oil in euros. You know, it's a multifaceted one. Why'd you go into Afghanistan? Well, there's no opium growing there, and we don't like that. So after we went in, after the first year of U.S. occupation, opium production went up 3,000% and growing. And C-130 Hercules and so on and so forth that were contracted through the U.S. Forest Service have been noticed around these particular areas, flying billions of dollars worth of high-quality heroin all of the time. Even spoke to a New Zealand soldier who was told by the Americans to guard this container this one time and not look inside it. And they're like, well, why aren't we allowed to look inside it? So being a Kiwi... decided that they'd have a little bit of curiosity and find out. And there were pallets of compressed and stacked down opium poppies ready for shipping. Wow. That's why the US is there. And sure. I mean, because look at it this way. If you want to fund black ops, hello, Syria. If you want to fund black ops, you best have a black budget. And the best way to have a black budget is with drugs.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Look at just Tuesday night, Vinny. We'll be talked on our show when you were on it. The whole Kony 2012 Ugandan Africa fiasco of last year.
I thought Kony was an island.
It could have been, but he was also some ten-horned dictator over there in Uganda that was trying to fight the government over there, and he was being attacked by government armies and whatnot, but just ironically, China had they had made deals with Ugandan government on mineral rights over there. And I evidently, American interests didn't really like that too well. So, Todd, your video's off again. I'm not sure what happened. But anyways, you know, I think the American elite interest, they didn't really like China having legitimate deals over there. So they tried to manipulate the American people into having us go over there and kick China out.
Yes, that's right.
I do believe that there is an agenda behind everything, and it gets to the point where you realize that a suspicious mind is actually a healthy mind. If it's reported in any kind of mainstream officialdom, you know that something's up. You know, it's like scientists discovered this. Well, something's up. Did you know that scientists have discovered that people will believe anything as long as you claim that a scientist discovered it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Your video's out again, Todd.
Anytime there's an academic behind something, you know, if they say, oh, yeah, a so-and-so PhD or so-and-so this, so-and-so scientist, particularly government scientists. I just saw a recent article that actually shows evidence that the reverse of global warming is actually happening, and that one of the polar ice caps had expanded by millions of miles just over the last year, by millions of square miles, and they showed a satellite picture of it. They showed a satellite picture of the ice cap from 2012, and then they showed a satellite picture of the ice cap from this year, and it was much, much bigger, much bigger. And so do you know how the scientists explained that when they were confronted with that information? They said, oh, well, we're on a quote-unquote global warming pause.
Right. About what, since 97?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
98, maybe.
Okay. Because this whole climate change debate, it's funny you should mention this, because I was just talking, I was just thinking this morning about a guy in New Zealand called Martin Bradbury. He's a left-wing commentator. And I went to this climate change march to accost these people and try and assess what they knew about global warming and climate change. And I asked this this man, Martin Bradbury, about the Climate Gate emails, you know, those ones that were, you know, emerged. There was big fanfare about them, how they said that they're trying to hide the decline, and it appeared very corrupt and coercive, and they tried to, you know, demonize any scientist who ever came out with the truth about it, and, you know, all these emails leaked out. And he says to me, I believe the climate change climate gate emails were an absolute hoax. And I said, well, hold on a second, because the scientists whose emails they allegedly were admitted that they were theirs. And he goes, yeah, that's right, that's right. And I go, whoa, how could they be a hoax if they didn't deny that they were theirs? And you know, just kind of like laughing to himself. He's like, there, that is climate change, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big lie by lying pieces of trash who have no interest in the truth, only an interest in their own ideology to control and dominate all human life in a communist, fascist kind of scumbaggery system. We'll be right back after the break at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
...1973 was a year rich in dark and turbulent history. But through all the global and political turmoil, a shining light was born. The first Celebration Pipes were created on La'i Point in Oahu, Hawaii, 40 years later. And CelebrationPipes.com is marking their anniversary with a beautiful new finish in Victory Green. Celebration Pipes are functional jewelry for the mind. Each lava stoneware pipe is noka oi, and still handcrafted by DePiper himself. Fired twice and plated in 22-karat gold, then finished with more precious metals and lusters. Choose choose from pure gold, platinum, opal, black coral, purple haze, Hanalei blue, or Rastafire. And now the 40th anniversary Victory Green. Many celebrities and heroes of the legalization movement have commissioned their pipes from CelebrationPipes.com, including Aerosmith, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Colin Young, Calapana, Cheech and Chong, Daryl Hannah, Keith Stroop, Willie Nelson, Fleetwood Mac, Harrelson, Jefferson Starship, Marley. Come and see all the beautiful pipes and get your 40th anniversary Victory Green Celebration Pipe at CelebrationPipes.com.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
We're ready for our first caller. Welcome, Debbie. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what the RNA drops are doing for you and what your experience is on them?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many experiences. The first effects I felt was I would take the drops before going off to the golf course to play in league or just to play, and I noticed my game was more precise, and my focus was there, and my eye stayed right in the ball, and I hit the ball farther. My muscles seemed to work. My energy levels seemed to be up, and I'll tell you, I took a couple of strokes off my game.
I think that's incredible.
It's pretty exciting.
What are the other things that you have noticed on that?
Well, in my love life, I noticed that the focus and the energy level and the energy exchange that I have with my man has been amazing. I can actually feel the energy exchange from his body to my body.
That's great.
Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
And again, you can get those drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
That's right, trinasgooddrops.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
Welcome back. Rain. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and simulcasting at this particular moment around about CancelTheCabal.com, I believe.
Well, it's also TruthBroadcastNetwork.com and MSIRadio.com. those are the two streams we are on. CancelTheCabal.com is just my personal website.
Right. Okay. Okay, so I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah. We were talking about Mars, actually. And what's interesting is that they can an engineer a piece of technology that's capable of flying the several hundred million miles or whatever it is distance to Mars to pierce through the atmosphere, land safely, roll out no problems, take high quality, high def audio and video recordings and so on and so forth, and transmitting them back to Earth. But they apparently can't do it in color.
Well, that brings up an interesting story, Vinny. I heard an interview. I'm not sure who it was now, but he happened to mention in this interview in 1969, the feed that came from the Apollo 13 flight. I think it was a 13, the one that landed on the moon. He said the actual live feed that came from the spaceship up there orbiting the moon went to a little station in Australia first, and then it got piped into America, into Houston International, whatever NASA is called there. But I think that's where the live feed got manipulated first. Somebody had their hands on the live stream first, and then it got piped over into America. So that's one of the ways how they deceived us on in 1969.
Right. Yeah, that allows them time to delay. I think you're talking about mission control in Houston.
Mission control in Houston. There.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. My actually an interesting note to that is my dad's sister. And her husband, they both worked on the shuttle program for many years. My aunt was in charge of going inside the cockpit and setting all the, making sure all the switches were set straight and everything was ready to go. My uncle, her husband, was in charge of the survival systems. And at one point I had asked her, hey, have they ever seen anything strange up there or anything like that? It was a little bit more detailed question than that. And she basically chose to remain silent in so many words. So, yeah, I think that there is a lot going on that we don't know about. I actually went out to the launch site where the one Apollo that burned up on the ground. I actually went out to that launch site, and you talk about something eerie. I mean, something right out of a Hollywood movie set. You go out there, and you can still see to this day. On the cement pillars and stuff, you can see the black charred marks everywhere. The wind's blowing and there's just, kind of a deserty, scruffy environment as far as you can see, and really ghostly, really eerie. And you just imagine what happened to those people, as they went through that out there. But there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about. There's a lot of stuff that they have multiple radio channels. When they're up there in space, they have the public communication channel that we all get to listen to. And then they have private communication channels. And in some instances, there's actually been conversation that's heard. And then all of a sudden, they'll start talking about something that's classified or top secret. And the next thing you know, the conversation gets cut. And everybody, the public, is going, what happened? We can't hear what's going on. And that's because they switched to the private or the secured channel.
Houston? We're going dark on the moon here.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right? What did you do? Flip a switch, bro? Yeah. Roger, Houston.
That's right. Listen, the moon's hollow. You stomp your foot on it, and you hear this boom.
Or shoot it with a missile.
Yeah. Hey, now, you didn't know it's made out of cheese. Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Much like the brains of much of the American and New Zealand public these days. Thank you, Aspartame. You're the Shiite Muslim.
That's right. Aspartame, eating your brain every day.
Now, I had a joke when it, what was it? Oh yeah, the amazing Aspartaman. He shoots formaldehyde out of his wrists at you.
Oh right.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know, Vinny, that aspartame is actually the fecal matter of E. coli bacteria, and they make this stuff in big vats, and then they put it in the food for you and your kids to eat, and then it goes in and eats your brain cells. I mean, you talk about the perfect soft kill weapon. I mean, they should just play every time you eat that product. They should just play that song in the background, Killing You Softly.
Yeah. Killing me softly with my aspartame.
Exactly.
I've got to actually. That gives me an idea. I'm going to write a song about that. You know, killing me softly or killing me soft kill bioweapon. I get something.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I've come up with some good lyrics for stuff like that. Yeah, we should get together and share some of our lyrics.
Yeah. I mean, I do have like a little text file on my computer. So, you know how every now and again you get those moments of inspiration? You say something or you think something in your head and you go, man, that's actually a really good lyric or whatever. And you just quickly, you know, you keep repeating it to yourself over and over again so you don't forget it. So you've got enough time to get to the... And just enough time to get to the computer, because it's happened to me many times where you're just like, oh my God, that's a brilliant thought, or oh my God, that's a great lyric, or whatever. Yep. I'm going to go write that down. And by the time it takes me to get from where I am to the computer to write it down, it's gone.
This right here, your cell phone can record, even just the basic, you know, flip phones and things like that can record if you need to record something real quick. What I do sometimes is I carry around, I actually have audio / voice recorders, little handheld. And I've got one of those. It's a little Sony that you can record up to like, I think 48 hours worth of audio on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah, I don't think you come up with 48 hours of lyrics, but, you know, it's good to have that extra option if you needed to.
Well, in today's police state, I think it's good to have anything and everything.
Sure,
as much,
yeah.
There's, you know, over in Russia, people are getting cameras for their cars because of the fraud. Many people are suing each other, getting in car wrecks and just suing each other, and people are buying the... dash cams left and right and
right.
Recording. And I think people here in America should be doing that just to keep the police on their honors.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They have a lot of times in these cases where something happens, conveniently, if the police are at fault and on some aspect or some level or another, conveniently the audio doesn't work or the video doesn't work. What I find to be a great tool is the cell phones. Like, I have a Samsung Galaxy and it has the camera in the front that faces you on the screen, and then it has a camera on the back. So you can actually film while seeing yourself and seeing what you're pointing the camera at. So that way, if there's something going on, you know, people can see what you're doing, so that you can confirm that you're not doing anything illegal or violent or anything like that, and they can see what's going on in front of you. So it's a great tool, and you could actually call it a weapon, if you will, against the New World Order or tyranny or what have you. But, yeah, the dash cams are a great idea, and if you can't, you know, get something like that, then at least have some kind of audio recorder with you.
Mm. You guys have heard of the Peaceful Streets Project?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those kids are hardcore, man. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm afraid of cops. I'm afraid of cops for the same reason that I'm afraid of gangs and afraid of judges. They're deceptive, right, and they have no respect for the law. That's basically it. Right. And these kids follow the cops round and actually film them while they're busting people and stuff like that to make sure that they're not breaking any laws while they're doing it. So, you've got some big cojones, is it?
Yeah, there's one man down in, I think it's either Houston or Austin, Texas, one or the other, Antonio Bueller or Anthony Bueller, I think. He's done a lot of videos, and he caught a couple of cops really harassing one woman that was trying to keep her friend. Pair of cops had pulled over a couple of women in a car. And what they were trying to do was get this one woman out of her car to take the breathalyzer test.
Can we bring that feed down just a little bit and let you finish your point, bro?
But he caught him in the act and filmed him.
Okay. All right, well, we'll be right back up.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to make some kind of a statement, you know, like, you know how South Africa is commonly referred to as SA, you know?
It's like, who is this SA? And it's like, this is my SA. He's from SA. He lived in the USA, and he even worked for the TSA and even contracted privately for the NSA. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's time for hemp prohibition to end. The cannabis legalization movement has long waited to have congressional or Senate hearings to present the failure of drug prohibition, medical benefits of cannabis, and more. Time for Hemp is tired of waiting for the cannabis movement to get such an invitation and has organized this 5 2-hour conference series special. Time for Hemp will be hosting live specials to produce a global cannabis summit with some of the most brilliant minds and amazing leaders of the industrial hemp and medical cannabis movements. This presentation will be broadcasted live on American Freedom Radio online, AM/FM stations across America, and on Roku, and will be archived at American Freedom Radio and on iTunes. During each commercial-free broadcast, moderators will conduct discussions with 6 expert panelists brought together from all corners of the earth to present the most current research and statistics concerning this trillion-dollar industry. Tune in live starting each Friday this August at 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This special presentation is being hosted by Casper Leach on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in 3 models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving the system while not actually forgetting it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, put it in the wardrobe, where's your power? Go and get another job without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.